This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
Now, our third guest today is Caterina Ferraro, and she is part of a husband and wife team who've recently opened a hair salon in Weybridge. So welcome to the programme.
Hello, thank you for having me.
No problem. Now, your experience goes back a long way, doesn't it? Is it 19 years?
Yes, that's correct.
How have things in hairdressing changed in that time?
It hasn't changed really much. I think it's really coming and going, the trends that it's been coming back and forth, and especially like, I don't know, there could be like a certain hairstyles and waves that they are from the 70s and they are coming back in, you know, like messy, beachy hair, a little bit of more boho and all that. So I think it's a little bit more of a, like a circle that, you know, the trends are constantly circling, so it's not really much of a new stuff coming out.
Is it more that people would maybe colour their hair now where they wouldn't used to? Because I mean, I remember sort of people of our sort of generation years ago that all just had grey hair, and there was none of these sort of stripes or coloured bits in or anything. So has that changed a lot?
Yes, that definitely has, and at the moment it's got a quite a massive impact onto the exploring, doing all the funky, crazy colours, and having a quite a nice pastely colours, which is quite in at the moment.
Even for older people,
even for older, pretty,
and I've seen, and to be honest, it actually suits people. Yeah. I think any kind of age, anyone can find the right colourful.
Yeah, those soft nose and soft pinks are absolutely beautiful.
Definitely.
What colour do you think Mandy and I might suit? What would suit us?
Yeah, I think, I think it's not. Yeah, it's not far off.
What, mauve?
No, it's green maybe for me. No, no.
At the moment, it's actually quite nice. You know, I think obviously you having a nice highlights and everything put in, so that's quite always nice and easy to maintain.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Maintenance is a big thing. I mean, I need my roots doing at the moment. Mm-hmm. But I remember back in the day, we used to have the cap. Now, of course, techniques have changed.
Oh, definitely have changed,
even though the styles may be coming round, the techniques have changed. What technique do you think in the hairdressing industry is the most exciting new technique?
Well, there's loads of people talking about it all the time, about a balayage, and I think everyone's trying to have that sort of look, you know.
I love
that
balayage.
So, and it's quite even interesting for the hairdressers, because it's not just a, like a super technical, you know, and it has to be put a certain way. You can actually a little bit more explore by yourself and use your imagination and use the different colours, different tonings. And it's actually brilliant for maintaining. So anyone who would want to have slightly different colour or something different,
I quite fancy a balayage.
It's quite nice. You know, you've got the dark roots, you know, and then the ends, they go like lighter.
It's so, fading. Of all the styles that I've seen, the styles, the colours, or the, I think balayage is one of the most flattering.
Yeah, definitely.
For most women, I would say.
Well, yeah, 100%. Yeah, I would say it's pretty much for anyone.
Yeah.
What is it exactly? I'm being very ignorant here. What is balayage?
So balayage, it's where you painting on a colour onto the mid-length to the ends, and then you might put a few like a gentle highlights throughout the top, that it almost look like a, it's a little bit like a sun-kissed look.
Right.
So and then you've got a lighter ends, and then the roots can be darker, so you don't have to colour it as often. So you know, if you touch it up pretty much to your own natural colour, so then it's easy way when it's growing out and you don't have to maintain it as often.
It's so really nice. In a way, it's like an elegant way of growing out your hair, but it's not. It just looks great.
Yeah. And then if you fancy a little bit of a changing up, there's obviously like a nice direct colours that you could put on, and it could have some pastely colours like I was talking earlier, and it's got a, like a pinky look or a little bit of a lilac-y, you know. And
exciting.
There's even more crazy ones like a blue-green, and you can really, really explore. And it is a colours that actually they do washed out. They're not used with a peroxide or anything, so it is quite nice as well. Even for the kids, you know, for some sort of like a little party or something, you know, for the summer holidays, you know, you can just easily put that on.
What about men? Do they do that as well now? Was that it?
No, I've not really seen many men having that done or
so your
anything.
Husband doesn't.
He was trying. No, I'm just joking. I think men, but I do have to say that men are actually grooming a lot more than what it used to be.
Definitely.
So I would say they're definitely looking for the style. I think they spend a lot more time onto their hair than actually women
they
does.
They do, yes. Yes, I've got two sons. They definitely do.
So you can see probably having your 10 waxes at home, they like constantly rubbing their hair and... trying
great,
to kind of style
though.
It, isn't it?
So do you have a lot of male customers?
Yes, we do. My husband, he is brilliant in a men's hair. And even all the styling and cutting and the variety that he got to offer, it's actually brilliant, yeah. And men, they do genuinely, like, some they don't mind having a grey hair as well. But some they do want to have a little bit of a coverage, so there's still possibility to having a tiny bit of a coverage, like a tone to tone, where it still doesn't look like a full on colour.
Yeah, you see, I don't know about you, but how do you find it with the men? Because some men, I think it's easier to colour a woman's hair from grey to another colour, but with a man, sometimes it can look more obvious.
Yes.
So you, I guess you have to be more subtle. Do you have new techniques to deal with that then?
Yes, we do. So basically using something that is not too like blocked colour, nothing too super permanent. So when it's growing out, it's actually slightly washing out, you know, and it doesn't cover 100% of the white hair. So something that it just gives a little bit of a coverage, but not as strong and as full as normally
so that
women
must be,
would have.
That would be great for young guys who go grey early, because I actually love the silver look on older men. But I think for a young man, it's quite hard to be grey, isn't it? So it's great that these techniques can make them look good.
Yeah, so there's still loads of options. And I think there's getting more and more products and more things for men in this industry, actually.
What would you say is one of the most amazing products out there? Whether you choose colouring or conditioning or... What would you say that has made a difference to women with difficult hair, whatever that might be?
Wow, this is quite difficult.
Oh, is there? Oh, have you got a few products?
There is a tons of product on the market, but it is really depends on what people want and expect it.
So if they have really frizzy hair, for example, and they need it to look sleeker...
Yeah, there's a loads of lovely products that you could use, and they specialise for a frizzy hair. For example, in our salon, we're using Allway products. They are fully 100% natural, even the packaging, everything. Mm. And there is a loads of lovely smoothing shampoos and conditioner and masks, and also styling products for quite reasonable price, I think. And you don't need to use it too much because it's 100% product as well. I find it that works really, really well. And also we've got an amazing, lovely, luxurious brand called Allway.
Okay, yeah.
That I totally love for so many years, and I'm always standing behind it. And, you know, it's got a bigger range than the Allway. Mm. And so it gives you loads of different products for different types of hair. So it's really difficult to say there's a specific product because each person's got a different hair. And to create certain different look, you need to use a different kind of hair product.
I just wonder, because there are products out there like that Special K, is it the keratin?
Keratin, yeah.
That's the thing I sort of... You know, they seem to be fantastic products that can change a person's hair.
They are really good. They are definitely really smoothing. And again, it is depends what people are looking for. Some people, they prefer that. Some people, they don't. Some people want to have a more of an organic. Some people, they wanted to have a more, I don't mind having a little bit of a chemical in my hair. Mm. You know, so it is really depends. But keratin... loads of people are in love with.
Is that that treatment that you put on?
It's a treatment, you straighten it in, you blow dry it in, and your hair actually should stay really nice, smooth and sleek. Using a company, actually, it's called 72 Hair, and they are
I would say, better than keratin complex, because they are a little bit more advanced at the moment. And they're keeping the hair still natural, so you don't get a straight look. You get a quite a nice movement. If you've got a curls, you still got the curls, but what it does, it actually just smooths the cuticle in the hair.
Actually, that's, you mentioned curl earlier. Now, do, I don't know, did you, have you ever had a perm, Alison? Do we still perm?
I could surprise you here, because I've got very, very wavy hair.
Really?
And before straightness came in, I used to iron it on the ironing board. And most of the people who know me have never seen me with wavy hair. Even my husband, I don't think.
Wow.
Because I've just never liked it. No. So I still...
You should embrace it.
I don't like it.
It's the right product. Right product, right shampoo and conditioner. And you can embrace the beautiful colour.
I just don't like it, I know. Strange. Everyone is very surprised, I must say.
But that's quite normal and quite common on people who they've got actually curly hair.
Yes. You don't like what you've got. Well, people say that you never like what you've got. I didn't like having red hair, you didn't like having wavy hair, you know.
See, that's why I asked you about the perm, because I like my hair with a bit of a wave. It's got an awkward wave, but I wonder if people are still having their hair permed, or is that too much of a harsh product these days?
I'm 100% sure there's still... You know, still loads of people probably do, but I would say more of the older generation. Okay. But they do like to have a little bit of a lift. I think it's for their own good feel that they've had it done. But if you look at them, they don't look like that they had it permed hair. They always put the properly rollers in to just get the volume. So I think sometimes people, they get stuck to their ways, and they probably like to have the perm just for their own nice feel to have that done.
So no young trendy person would come and have a lift that you don't, or
no,
a
not
root
really.
Lift or
no, not really. I think people using more of the products rather than the perming at the moment.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm sure it's probably going to get back to it, because there is a loads of trends of a super curly hair as well, but it's achievable a different way.
So can you sort of give us details of where your salon is and what people do if they want to get an appointment with you?
So we are here on a Baker Street in Weybridge. Our salon is called Mirror Hair Salon. If anyone would like to make an appointment, you can either way download our app, that it's a Mirror Hair Salon app, that you can book your appointment, or you can go online. You can go on our website, which is Mirror Hair Salon.
How do you spell mirror?
MIRRA.
Brilliant, lovely.
Or you could give us a call on 01932 849988.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, and good luck with that business. And it's
thank you very much.
Interesting indeed.
Lovely to meet you.
And
thank
lovely
you very
to
much
meet
for
you
having
too.
Us.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklynsradio.co.uk, or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklyn's Radio. Just Women is just what you need.